Standoff Builds as Iran Drops Nuclear Limits by Alyssa Rubin, Ben Hubbard, Fernaz Fasihi, and Stephen Erlanger. The consequences of the American killing of a top Iranian general rippled across the Middle East and beyond on Sunday, with Iran all but abandoning a landmark nuclear agreement and Iraqi lawmakers voting to expel American forces from their country. Stealing for retaliation from Iran, an American-led coalition in Iraq and Syria suspended the campaign it has waged against the Islamic State for years, as hundreds of thousands of Iranians took to the street to mourn the general, Qasem Soleimani. Iran's nuclear program will have no limitations in production, including enrichment capacity, the Iranian government said in an announcement Sunday that seemed to signal the de facto collapse of the 2015 agreement. Warning Iran not to attack, President Trump said the United States had pinpointed 52 targets in Iran, including cultural sites. The sites, he said, represented the 52 American hostages held at the United States Embassy in Tehran during the Islamic Revolution in 1979. Amid outrage in Iran, Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif declared that targeting cultural sites is a war crime and predicted that the end of U.S. malign presence in West Asia has begun. Mr. Trump also directed his anger at Iraq, warning it not to expel American forces and pointing to an air base the United States built there. "We're not leaving unless they pay us back for it," he said. Mr. Trump has said that the killing of General Soleimani on Friday was aimed at preventing war. But so far, it has unleashed a host of unanticipated consequences that could dramatically alter where the United States operates. Increasingly, the killing appeared to be generating effects far beyond the United States' ability to control. This may include Iran's nuclear future. On Sunday, the Iranian government said it was abandoning its final limitations in the nuclear deal, the international agreement intended to prevent Tehran from developing nuclear weapons. "The decision leaves no restrictions on Iran's nuclear program," the statement said, "including on uranium enrichment, production, research, and expansion. Iran will, however, continue its cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency and return to the nuclear limits if the economic sanctions imposed on it are removed and Iran's interests guaranteed," the government said. American sanctions have hit Iran's oil-based economy particularly hard. General Soleimani was a towering figure both in Iran and across the Middle East, where he cultivated proxy militias in Iraq, Syria, and Lebanon. Since he was killed in an American drone strike at the Baghdad airport on Friday alongside a powerful Iraqi militia leader, Iran and its partners have stepped up calls for vengeance, although they have yet to follow through on the threats.